Hello, and welcome to Bad, a show of cursed concepts. I am one half of your co-hosting party, Gabe, the squishmallow of your nightmares.
And I am Anna, local rodent of unusual size.
Is the unusual size small?
The unusual size is large.
I don't know how to tell you this, Anna, but you're pretty small.
Do you not know the R-U-S's?
No, I do, but those were like grown men in a suit.
I know.
Listen, you are significantly smaller than that. Maybe, so.
Maybe I'm a were-rat that turns into a much larger rat than I am a human.
I don't think so. I think you're a were-rat that turns into a rat-sized rat.
I just get really small and scuttle around.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'll take either one.
The unusual size is that you're actually a little small for a rat.
The unusual size is that I'm like 6 microns long. I'm a nano rat.
Yeah, you're a rat riding on like fucking water bears. Everybody's having a great time.
Yes. Oh my god, my noble steeds, the water bears.
Yeah, great.
I'm glad that we could come to this conclusion.
What the fuck are we even doing here?
I ask myself that question every day.
Oh god.
I'm going to play something for you.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am, before you get to it.
I don't have it. If it's Tom Cardi, I don't have it.
It is.
I don't follow Tom Cardi as closely as you do because I don't want to suck his dick.
Listen, everything just gets suggested on my YouTube page. Uh-huh. There's no other reason.
Uh-huh.
Take sip of my water. Anyways. This is Bitcoin Man by Tom Cardi featuring Michael Hing.
I am excited for him to be mean to Bitcoin bros.
Well, good, because that's like, what's going to happen. I work
hard to make a living. Oh my god. For private schools, now my son's a tool. I can't believe what he's become. Oh my god.
He's a Bitcoin miner. He's a Bitcoin man. He's a Bitcoin miner. He spends all day
in a basement with a Monster energy drink. Oh my god. Says he won't move out until he can sell out all of god. His material. Unfortunately, he's a Bitcoin
mine. Mine. Self-made man. His real
name is Aspen King. No. Trade is not an actual job. Aspen King.
Aspen King. He's got no friends. The nerdy way of gambling.
That is accurate.
It is. God, I love making fun of Bitcoin people.
Like, same. The Bitcoin, my child. Well, it's not just Bitcoin. I finally understand some of this shit.
Oh god, I've... He's a Bitcoin, my child. Also, it's
not just crypto, because I'm also investing in a stock called GameStop. Because just shut the fuck up. Oh my god.
Shut the fuck up about GameStop.
Like, me, though. Oh my god.
My little sprout invested my little sprout. I try to talk some sense to him. It's a bubble that will go bust, and we will lose everything because of Elon fucking Musk. Elon fucking Musk.
Oh my god. Choice pictures of Elon Musk.
I know. The only image I have in my mind of Elon Musk is specifically that one of him, like, smoking in the interview studio.
Yeah.
That's the only image that pops up in my mind.
Yeah, no, that's valid of you. God.
Mayon.
Mayon.
How many syllables can you fit into one word?
So many if you try hard enough.
If you try hard enough, it can actually be like 30 or 32 maybe.
32 maybe. Yeah, maybe. Dan Olson of the YouTube channel Folding Ideas. I think his actual username is Foldable Human. I don't fucking know. Did a 2-hour documentary about NFTs and cryptocurrency. God. And it's very interesting and very well done. And I learned more than I wanted to.
Does it make you hate them more?
I already hated them, but like, yeah, it makes me feral.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. Whenever somebody even mentions NFTs, I'm like, you have unlocked my rage now.
There is a voice actor who I do not like who got involved with some kind of NFT voice actor scam thing.
Oh, no.
And people were like, oh, no, I thought he was the good one. And I was like, nope, I always hated them. Join me on the dark side.
Join me.
And it's like, oh, it's bad, too, because I didn't have a reason for hating him. I don't think he's a good voice actor. I find him annoying, and I find, like, a lot of his interview answers annoying. But, like, he didn't do anything. Wait, speaking of people I'm annoyed by for no fucking reason, I hate Chris Evans.
Okay,
I don't know why. I just, he rubs me the wrong way. I don't like looking at his stupid face. I don't like his weird Dorito body proportions. Like, I don't, I find him to be irritating. And I just found out that apparently, like, in the final callbacks for Captain America was John Krasinski. We could have had a John Krasinski Captain America.
Somehow, I mean, it's probably because I've seen, you know, Chris Evans as Captain America for so many years, but I don't know if I can imagine a John Krasinski Captain
Somebody
America.
Did a really good Photoshop, and I was like, see, that is what I wanted. That would have been fine with me. Do not like Chris Evans.
Oh, rip. You know, some people are just like that. Some people you just...
Yeah, like, he didn't do anything. If somebody's like, oh, is he problematic? Like, probably not. I don't fucking know. But, like, I just don't want him in my vicinity.
Hey, you know, fair enough. I have no overwhelmingly positive emotions about Chris Evans, so I'm not going to debate you on that.
So many people do. And I'm like, get a hobby. He's not going to fuck you. Yeah, except Lizzo,
man, all the way across the you're right.
Lizzo can keep doing that. Eventually, she's gonna get the D, and she deserves it.
She does. You know, everyone else that's, you know, wants to fuck Chris Evans, better luck next time. But Lizzo, I hope you get it.
Like, yeah, she deserves it. She's been working really hard for it.
She really has. She deserves this. What is this, Gabe?
This is given to me by my brother-in-law. Apparently, this is like a popular thing, or was a popular thing a long time ago in Germany.
Oh my god!
This is Takeo Ishii, chicken yodeling from 2011.
Chicken yodeling from 2011. Oh.
It's very bad to listen to.
I love this old man. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh. It really is chicken yodeling.
Yeah, like, yeah. On his Wikipedia page, it describes him as a Japanese yodeler active in Germany.
Good for him! I'm glad he's living his dream.
Living his dream, I guess.
I'm proud of him. I thought it was going to be like... Like, you know how cows enjoy, like, instrumental music and they'll, like, come running when they hear a trombone or something?
Yeah.
I thought it was just gonna be, like, you know, yodeling to the chickens for their enjoyment. But no, it's yodeling interspersed with chicken noises.
Yeah. I mean, the video also has some chickens.
There are chickens there.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be reacting in a particular way to the yodeling.
I mean, maybe they're just weirded out by the whole thing.
That was a very weird camera pan.
I also, like, I think he is, like, where he appears to be in this field with mountains and shit. But the way the camera keeps zooming in and out, it does look like a green screen. But I don't think it is.
I think he's really there.
I also think he's there. I think it's just, like, weird camera.
It is a weird camera because it keeps filming him at, like, a unnerving Dutch angle.
And now he's in a town somewhere.
A town square.
Probably somewhere in Germany. I would have to ask Philip for more of these.
Please do. I hope Philip has a whole collection.
Philip, what other weird things were popular in Germany?
Tell me everything. I want to know.
Or was it just chicken yodeling?
I want to get extremely educated,
like,
in
yodeling
the
with like
German
a fucking
memes.
With like a fucking Eurobeat background. Like I
know. Oh my god. They should have done this at Eurovision.
Like, honestly.
With live chickens on stage.
Like, genuinely.
It would win, I think.
God, my favorite Eurovision thing is still
he just threw the chicken.
He did throw the chicken. You can throw chickens, that's fine, they like it. Is still the Ireland one with the turkey puppet.
What? I never watch Eurovision.
Oh,
this is
an old one. It was a meme, and I want to say maybe it was French. Mm-hmm. It was just saying like Ireland 12 points over and over again. Like that was okay. It. I could maybe play it. It is visual, but it's not that visual.
All right. Well, I look forward to that. I never know any of the Eurovision memes because I never actively watch it. So unless something like breaks free of the containment zone of actual Eurovision fans, I don't witness it.
This one was a meme for a while, but it might have been before you were like
conscious.
Yeah.
A full human. Yeah.
I mean, like, no, it was when I was in college, though. No, it wasn't. Oh. Apparently, it was when I was in high school. Uh-huh. Oh.
So I was very small.
But I found out about it in college. Cause,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, Eurovision. What are we going to do?
All
right, I have
I don't
this
know.
For you.
Okay, what is it? No? No.
It's actually an Uber Duck made song.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
And this is Drake featuring Eminem, Whoopsie Daisy by Zach James Producer.
I don't. Yeah. Mic check. Turn up the bass on. I can't hit a bassoon.
It's the remix, Lois. Oh my god. Turn up the bassoon.
Cause I wanna get to know it. This is my moment. My feet lay the grind and I flood over to it. I had to do it cause I'm a bad boy. No.
Oh my god.
I mean, this is about the speed that Drake usually raps at.
You're right. Let's go. Gigali, holy moly, and matrimony. Giving pepperoni,
I am Tony, grabbing holy baloney. Don't act like you don't know me, homie. I wonder how many times they had to redo each phrase to get it to sound good.
Oh my god. That's so many. Kick flipping the snicks, bitch into a big dicks with a wick split. I'm the twisted gift shit, sick kid. Wicked and slick, misfit with the thick dick on some cannibalistic sick shit. Get your shit bit lickety split, wickety wick flip. The sound effects are sending me.
I hate this. I am in hell.
It's literally the most cursed thing we have ever played, I think.
Like, fucking maybe. I hate this.
I think this wins.
I'm in hell.
God.
This is hell.
It sounds like some horrible, like, Looney Tunes nightmare.
It really does. You know what? We're in a fight, actually.
I'll accept that. I think this is possibly the worst thing I could have done to you.
I think it might be, yeah.
Sorry about that.
You're not sorry enough.
I could be sorrier.
You could be sorrier.
God.
Thanks. I hated that.
Good.
What the fuck do I have?
What the fuck do you have?
What the fuck do I have?
I don't know.
This is an older, not that older, but a little older one. You have to go to this website though. This website is Tumblr.
Oh my god, I have to go to a website.
And this was sent in by River Moon Soup Enthusiast.
Moon Soup.
This is a Chongo blog situation. I don't think they made it, but they might have.
situation.
Yeah, it's a situation. This is a fucking, you know, Eggman announcement meme.
I love Eggman's announcement memes.
Like, YouTube poop thing. It's just, we're just gonna play it. Let's go.
I've come to make an announcement. Shadow the Hedgehog took my fucking dick. He said my dick was his dick, and I said, whoa, here's what my dong looks like.
Whoa.
God.
And guess what? I'm gonna pimp. I'm gonna look at that baby. Baby. Now get out of my fucking sight. That's right, this is what you get. My soup. How do you like that, Obama? Soup on the moon.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Also, I accidentally refreshed the page, and now it's giving me a completely different layout than it was giving me before.
Oh my god.
Thanks, Tumblr. So I think this is actually Captain Chunky Chew who posted this.
Oh my god.
But it wasn't showing me the names of people before, because Tumblr is, like, if you look at it twice, it's an entirely different website.
Yeah.
I hate it. God. Thank you, River. Thank you Moon Soup Enthusiast.
Thank you. I do love a good YouTube poop.
I know. It's a combination of two things you enjoy. That genre of video and also Eggman's announcement.
You're right. You're right.
I know this.
Which is why it's like the best thing it could possibly be.
Terrible. Just got awful.
Oh my god. I have a rant for you. I'm going to go on a rant.
Oh?
It's less of a rant and more just I need to talk about Fire Emblem.
Oh god. Okay.
I sent you a couple messages.
A couple? You sent me like 30.
I sent you a lot of messages.
I went away from my phone for like 20 minutes and I came back and I was like, oh, Anna's feeling some feelings, huh?
I was. I just kept sending you images. I'm like, she's not fucking answering me.
I was a little busy.
So anyway, I've been playing Fire Emblem Awakening again.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's like every once in a while I get like super, super into it where that's all I do. And then I put it down and I don't touch it for like a year. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm in another Fire Emblem phase. And I just, for anyone who hasn't played it, it's like a combination of like RPG dating sim and also like a strategy-based fighting game, which is
It does sound like something you would like.
It is, because it has, like, the turn-based combat, and I like that a lot better than, like, actually, you know, real-time fighting, because I'm really bad at real-time fighting. I'm bad at video games.
Weenie.
I am a weenie, which is why I like strategy games, because I can be smart about it and not skilled about it. And I just, the thing that I was sending you the other day, all the images were all the fucking, the way that they've designed all of these characters, I mean, they're like super fun and memorable designs, but all of their armor that they wear, because it's, you know, a fighting sim, and most of them, unless you're like a mage or something, you're wearing armor. And all of their armor is so fucking ridiculous. It's so very huge. Silly. It's so like, and I sent you the image of Kellum in his giant armor that like is basically like a big shell around his body, like that comes up around his neck, and his head is like tiny within the armor, and he's like sinking into it. Well, there's another character who you meet later, and her name is Kiel, and she has like the same thing, but only around her neck. Like the rest of her body is like the, you know, super curvy, super pronounced boobs, like a women armor that they have for all the characters. And then she just got this big, like, shoulder collar of the like super huge armor, and it looks so dumb.
There are a lot of, from what you sent me, there are a lot of like metal cowl necks, which is not really what you want from armor.
No, it's
but,
not,
you know.
Like, why do you need a giant like neck protecting cowl thing? What
it's
is
not
that
it doesn't
for?
Even protect, it goes too low. Your neck
exactly.
is exposed.
Your neck is exposed, and you're basically just protecting, like, I don't know, your collarbones, your shoulders.
But, like, barely. If someone was at all above you, your collarbones would be fair game.
Yeah, yeah, and that's exactly the thing, is that there's so many, like, enemies that are above you by, you know, virtue of being in the sky riding on fucking Pegasuses and, like, dragons. There's so many airborne enemies. They can literally just take their spear and, like, shove it down inside your, like, giant useless metal cowl and, like, get you right in the trachea. And, like, you're not protected at all.
Listen, sometimes armor is bad. There is a very funny joke in one of the DLCs for Borderlands 2, which is a D&D DLC, basically.
Uh-huh.
Where you're supposed to get a character armor, and her default armor is, like, a metal bikini. And you can go get her. You can go get her real armor if you want, but I'm pretty sure the metal bikini has, like, better stats. And it's like, thank you for this. That was very good. This is a very self-aware joke.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, honestly, there are some characters that have that. Like Muriel, she's a mage. She's one of my favorites, actually, just, like, personality-wise. But she, yeah, she has this, like, I mean, she's got, like, the mage cape that they all sort of wear that has, like, a hood and stuff to make you look all magical. But then she does have just, like, a metal bikini, and the rest is just, like, mesh.
Why?
Like, she's wearing, like, a see-through, like, fabric-y mesh for the rest of it.
Why would you do that but still have a cape?
I don't know. It's, like, and she's got, like, a giant pointy wizard hat, which means you can't see, like, half of her face.
Oh, my God.
Which also means that she can't see out because her vision is obscured by, you know, this cape with a hood, which she can't use because she's always wearing a hat.
Incredible.
God, it's so ridiculous. But incredible. It's a really fun game, and I love it, and I just have fun. It's very replayable as well, which is good, because, I mean, you play through the same story, but if you, like, pair up, like, different people in the game, like, if you take your main character and pair them with different people, and then you pair up all the others in your crew, it gives you, like, you know, different outcomes and different... Everybody has children that, like, come from the future.
Okay.
The timelines of this game are very strange, where basically, you know, as soon as you get everyone, like, paired off and married to each other, you start, like, discovering your children just around, like, littered across the battlefield because they've just kind of popped into existence from the future.
Oh my God.
And you're like, hello, full-grown child. And they're like, father!
I also... Can I just, butt in to say I like that you said all the characters are like have like unique designs that are memorable, considering that Brian David Gilbert did an entire video when he worked on Polygon that was like why every Fire Emblem character is exactly the fucking same.
Okay, well, to be fair, if you look at the characters in between games, like if you look at the characters from Fire Emblem Awakening and then you look at the characters from Fire Emblem like Three Houses or something, you're like, the if you just kind of shoved them all together, like, you would not be able to separate which comes from which game, and, like, half of them look like each other from the other game.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, I mean, at least within Awakening, there's a lot of characters that do look similar. But, I mean, they do have some fun designs, I think.
Okay.
Personally.
Noted.
I may just be, you know, more familiar with all the characters from Awakening, because that's what I've played most, and I can... you know, tell them apart simply by the fact that I've spent so much time with them.
Word.
But yeah, like the amount of characters that have blue hair,
God.
Frankly ridiculous.
God. Speaking of telling game characters apart, I've been playing a lot of DBD again because I don't like having a life.
yep.
And
yep.
I play it on my Switch, and the graphics on the Switch are god awful. To the point where you cannot, I don't know, because they just ported it badly and they have no desire to fix it. So, like, mostly it's fine. Like, the macro stuff is all fine. Look, like, people's faces are kind of blurry and their outfits are a little blurry. So there are some things where it's like, oh, this is the common default hairstyle of this character. I must be playing with this character. And I'll be playing with my friend Mia and I'll be like, did you see where Kate went? And they'll be like, we're not playing with a Kate. And I'll be like, that was Kate hair. And they'll be like, yeah, that was Kate hair on someone different. Like, duh. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Of course, you can see faces. And it sucks. It's like being face blind, but in a game.
But in a game. Yeah, that does happen in Fire Emblem a little bit. Because, like, you kind of switch between seeing, like, the fully, you know, rendered and drawn portrait of them as they're, like, doing their little talking thing, and yeah. you get to see them up close. And then going to, like, the 4-pixel little, you know, 8-bit yeah. guy on the battlefield. And I do mix them up quite often in their little pixel forms. Because, like, one character, Crom, he's, you know, like, the prince and the
leader. I'm sorry, his name is Crom?
His name is Crom.
God damn it.
So, Crom, when you need to, like, when you find allies on the battlefield and you need to, like, go recruit them, usually it's Crom that has to talk to them. So, but he can't move very fast, so I usually just kind of pick him up with one of my Pegasus Knights and, like, ferry him over there.
Okay.
But so many times I've accidentally picked up the wrong person because they all look the same in their little jetpack, their little 8-bit tiny form. So the amount of times that I've had to, like, restart a battle because I'm like, shit, I have really messed up with one move picking up the wrong person one time, and I have God. Messed up this whole thing.
That's funny, though.
Oh, my God. So, you know what? I can understand what Brian David Gilbert is talking about.
Like, yeah.
I think they're fun designs, but yeah, some of them do look quite similar. Anyways, rant over. I mostly just needed to talk about the armor and how fucking stupid all those neck cowls are, especially Sully's. Like, if you just Google Fire Emblem Awakening Sully and look at her armor, and if anyone out there can tell me for sure what that neck thing is for, I will give you $1 bajillion.
It's for fashion, obviously.
It looks like an astronaut helmet is supposed to go on top of it. It's supposed to just, like, click into place, but I mean, there's nothing.
Maybe there is supposed to be, like, a helmet portion, and she's just like, nah.
She's like, you know what? My face
is too pretty to be missed. Too pretty. Even on the battlefield.
She really is the hottest character, so I agree with her.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna inflict something on you now.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Do not.
I'm playing the whole thing.
Infect Green Day with this.
This is Pink Day, 1-2 Guns by Jimbo's No Trombo.
Oh my God. This is. You have tread on sacred ground. How dare you?
I reject that. Thank you, though.
This will kill me.
Hopefully, yeah. That is the whole aim of this,
No! I am leaving.
Where are you going?
To death.
You're going to death?
Uh-huh.
I think you can stay still and it'll find you.
This is it. This is it for me.
Nice. That was easier than I thought it would be.
Man. Oh God.
Yeah, it's good. I can feel how much you're enjoying yourself.
I can feel the sands of time crushing me.
You're being crushed by sand? That's pretty weak.
Yeah.
Sand is small. I'm in a giant hourglass. Oh, that's right. You're a very small rat. I forgot.
I'm a nano rat.
Yeah, you could definitely be crushed by sand.
I could be crushed by, like, one grain of sand.
Yeah. It is the sand of time, singular.
It's like the porpoise of life. There's one sand of time.
Yeah. The rest of the sand is just fucking sand. Good luck finding the sand of time.
It's like finding sand in a sand pile.
It's like finding sand somewhere on Earth. Hey, actually, who says it's on Earth? Maybe it's on Mars.
Oh my God,
there's a lot of sand on Mars.
The sand of time is entirely out of this solar system.
Well, fuck, then we have no way of finding it.
We really don't.
I don't know what we're gonna do.
That was Who knows where the whole science of life is, huh?
My whole science project was finding the sand of time.
Now I'm gonna get an F! Shit!
I do know where the porpoise of life is, though.
Where? Tell
we
me
determined. We determined it was in Lake Michigan. Come on now.
The freshwater porpoise of life.
It's magical. It can be freshwater if it wants to.
Oh, I don't like how quiet the voice makes the music.
It's so good.
The volume of it all is hurting me.
Nah, it's so good. Jimbo's No Trombo, you've done it again.
bitchin' balls.
I think it's really funny that we have, like, feuds with people on the internet who do not know we exist.
I know.
God, that's
here we
like,
are, cursing
that's like
the names weekly.
My high school had, we had, like, a rivalry with another school, and, like, they were our, like, rivals. And I went to college with somebody who went to that rival school, and I was like, yeah, we were rivals. And she was like, no, we weren't. And I was like, what do you mean? You guys were our rivals. And she was like, yeah, we were your rivals. We had a rivalry with someone else. Like, we didn't give a shit about you guys.
Yeah.
It's like, great. Cool.
I think that could probably be said about our school, because, like, we were just this, like, little bitty school in the middle of nowhere. Like, we weren't one of the big schools. And then our rival was, like, West Des Moines, which is huge because, you know, Des Moines is the capital.
We were bigger than this other school. We did not have the small problem. I went to a gigantic high school.
They just didn't like you.
They were just wealthier. They were like, we have a rival with another wealthy school. Get out of here with your diverse community ass. And we were like, okay.
God. One, two, oatmeal, Kirby is pink.
It's accurate, if nothing else.
Wise words.
It's true. Wiser words have never been spoken.
They really haven't.
I don't have that many more oatmeals on my spreadsheet. I'm going to have to go back to the playlist.
I don't think you are. I think you may just have to stop.
There's a playlist of 500. I think I could find some more.
Oh, my God.
Kirby is pink. Kirby is cute.
And I live by that.
Yeah, that's my motto. I wake up every day and that's the first thing I say.
I sit up in bed. I say, Kirby is pink, Kirby is cute.
It's true.
And then I go about my day.
My morning affirmations.
Not for me, but for Kirby.
Yeah, no, I want to affirm Kirby.
You're right.
I don't even, like, have a Kirby. But Kirby knows.
You have a single Kirby?
Oh, I don't think so. There is a Kirby currently in my house, but it is being given to somebody else.
Yeah. I'll have to get you one then.
I don't know that I need a Kirby.
I think you do.
I'm kind of Kirby agnostic.
You're Kirby agnostic, and yet you do this to me every episode.
Yeah, this is incredibly funny, is the difference.
I will get you a really funny Kirby.
I don't think you will.
I think I will.
I don't think you will.
I think I will. I have a video that is going to call both of us out simultaneously.
I refuse to be called out.
This is Getting Your Friend to Read Epic Fantasy by Daniel Green.
Oh God, okay.
Hey friend, I'm gonna need you to read all these. Wow, that's a lot of books. Yeah, it's an epic fantasy series. Thousands
of
pages, actually. That is quite the commitment.
Oh, yes, it's going to consume your life for quite some time and you'll love it.
What if I get through the first book and I don't like it?
Oh, then I have several other epic fantasy series for you to check out. You'll enjoy one of them.
Oh, Jesus, so I can just read those three books and have to completely restart?
Oh, no. This is just the first three books of a planned 10-book series, so it's probably going to end up being more pages than you've read in your entire life.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that.
What if I told you there's literally hundreds of named characters to keep track of?
That makes it less appealing. Oh, wow. All right. Well, what if I told you there's a complex
system filled with rules
I think this is calling you out more than me.
No.
Well, it seems like this might turn into quite the problem for our relationship, because after reading this series, I need to talk about it nonstop for months, and you not having read it means it's going to be very difficult.
I will just talk to people, though. I'm at peace with that.
Finishing the series, like, leave you feeling complete and fulfilled?
Oh, God. No.
What? Most epic fantasy series I've read have terribly scarred me.
God.
The authors land home their themes about severe trauma and never being able to return back
to normalcy. I mean, it's definitely calling
me
out.
And it makes me end up realizing, like, oh, there is no real form of normalcy in my life. I'm always just kind of drifting through this empty void. What is reality? And you're going to consistently feel
that
every
time you finish
one of these books.
I mean, I guess I do this with TV
shows. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you do. You did this to me with Stargate.
In the series where the author starts murdering characters.
Yeah, I did, but you like it,
literally years.
I know, you did get me into it, but
your dear friend. You'll be left in a crying puddle of tears for hours and really never get over the fact that these people are gone forever. You'll continually reread it, but it will never be as fulfilling as the first time.
Then why are you trying to get me into epic fantasy?
because I have to share this pain so someone can understand.
I have to share the pain.
Through this shared pain, we'll become better friends because we'll have countless inside jokes,
God,
references.
God, me when you get memes. To season like memes. Four. Of...
Oh, yeah, tons of memes. Sorry. Fantasy fans essentially take out their emotional pain through making really, really wonderful, spicy memes about the fantasy series they enjoy. Like, check this one out. Mm. That's great. For the memes, I'll do it. Yes!
Okay, this is also that's also me with that one Clive Barker book. That I'm like, anybody in my life read this? And everyone's like, it is 800 and something pages. And I'm like, yeah, it is!
Yeah, it is! Yes, read it, it please! Oh, well, you'll have to... We'll have to have another Stargate conversation because I'm about to finish season 4.
Oh, are you?
I
wait,
am.
Maybe it's season 5. Hold on.
Google.
When does this episode happen? Because it ruins my life. Oh, no, it's season 5. I'm so sorry.
All right. Well, I guess I still have to wait.
Wait, but that means, oh, you may have actually. Okay. We'll talk. You may have gotten to an episode I like.
We'll talk.
We will. We'll talk.
Okay, good. I'm excited.
There are like 5 episodes that, like, no matter what I'm doing, I'm like, I could watch that episode of Stargate.
Oh yeah, I've already, like, I've been building up a list where if I watch one that's really, really good, I'll put it on my list of things to just rewatch at any time. Because Sarah and I are watching it like together.
Yeah.
So I can't just go on ahead on my own if she's not there. But sometimes I'm like, I really need some Stargate right now. So I'm just going to go back to these like 5 episodes that I really love.
I had back in my high school days when I had an iPod, like an iPod Classic, because I was that bitch. I had 8 episodes of Farscape and 6 episodes of Stargate on my tiny fucking iPod. Because sometimes I needed to watch them on the go.
Sometimes you just need some portable Stargate.
Yeah, and it was $2 a pop, and I paid for it.
Oh, hell yeah. Love that.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
We are trash for this show.
I'm trash. Watch Farscape, it's better.
All right, I will.
You say someday. That.
The thing is until I actually watch it, I can use... The threat of me never watching it as a threat over you.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I know, and I know that
first season is medium, but then it's really good.
I believe you, which is why me waiting to watch it is so much more satisfying, because you're getting more and more annoyed.
I am. I don't think we've played this, but what are you going to do?
Oh.
This is Old Town Road featuring Hatsune Miku, produced
by
Wixter.
I don't think we
Wixter.
Have to watch this.
No, we do.
I don't think we do, actually. Oh.
Yeah.
Miku.
Oh, Miku. We're really in it now.
Miku, we are really in it now. Get it, Miku.
Like,
projecting her onto a real horse.
That one. Absolutely that one.
Oh my god, they're just projecting her on top of the fucking life-size horse puppet from the Broadway horse.
No.
Yeah.
No, I've changed my mind. No, you know what? Miku can ride a fucking chocobo.
Oh my god.
That's what I want.
That is what you want.
Thank you for your service, Miku.
It's going to be the horse puppet.
You're a horse puppet.
I wish I was.
What a wild thing to say.
Instead, I have a microscopic rat.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Wait, can I say an upsetting thing before we go further?
Oh, no, actually.
Okay, never mind.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. You know, many, many moons ago when I played that meme version of that one Undertale fan song where Sans' line was just, "How was the fall?" every fucking time?
Oh god, yeah. How could I forget?
Okay, so the real version of that song is on a playlist of video game fan songs that I listen to a lot when I'm doing things because a lot of them are good.
Uh-huh.
And that song keeps coming up when I'm in situations where, like, my hands are covered in dough and I cannot skip a song. Or, like,
fucking... And you're forced to listen to it.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I know all the words now, and I don't like it, and I don't know Undertale.
You're just gonna have to live with that knowledge.
But, like, I'm pretty sure I could do it, like...
Oh my god. I think you should. I think you should make a cover of that song.
No. No.
Yes.
No. Somebody Venmo me $100 and I'll do it.
All right. You listeners out there, if you want that to happen.
Why would anyone want that?
Someone wants it.
Nobody wants it.
Undertale fans wants it.
God.
Oh.
Okay, play whatever you were going to play.
All right, I will. Thank you for giving me that upsetting knowledge.
You're welcome.
Oh, this is... another fishing trip. It's been a while.
I don't want to go fishing. The water's frozen. I don't think we should be going out on it.
No, we're going out onto Lake Michigan, and we're going to find the freshwater porpoise of life.
I don't. The porpoise is probably hibernating. It's cold.
We're going to find it anyways.
Do you have a fucking submarine? This is Apple Bottom Jeans.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
We're going submarining now.
Okay.
Apple Fine. Bottom Jeans by the Smashing Pumpkins by Sad Party Anthem.
I don't want this. I like the Smashing Pumpkins.
This is the sound of us descending in the submarine.
Of course it's this one.
Apple bottom jeans.
No. No.
Yes.
A terrible impression. It's like not even hard to do an impression of... Oh, Smashing Pumpkins, you just kind of got to sound like you're a little bit high and a little bit like you're going to cry.
Yeah, fair enough.
How is he so offbeat? I'm in hell. I am in hell.
We are descending into the frozen waters of Lake Michigan.
I have jumped out of the submarine, letting the water in. It's sinking with you in it, and I'm swimming to the surface that is covered in ice. I will not. Yeah, I'm gonna die, but you're also gonna die, so I'm at peace with it.
You will die at the top of the water, and I will die at the bottom of the water.
And doesn't that just say something about our relationship?
Doesn't it just?
This was in my suggested on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
It's like a mashup of a lot. I don't fucking know. I didn't listen to the whole thing. It was bad.
Oh.
This is called Moon Crimes. Kanye West. X Hatsune Miku X Others by Gumbo Man.
Oh.
Good. I don't.
I'm ready for some moon crimes.
I don't know, like, what it becomes, because again, I didn't get through the whole thing.
So it could become very bad.
It is kind of, like, even just conceptually, it's bad. So, you know. Yeah. I think we're starting off at bad.
And it can only go downhill.
Like, what is. From the get-go.
This isn't terrible.
This is not great.
It's nice to listen to. It's all echoey and floaty.
That's true, but I know Kanye's in there somewhere.
Just that fact alone. Okay.
What's happening here?
Moon crimes are happening.
I do feel like crimes are being committed. It's possible they're on the moon. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Akira
give a shit.
Like, okay. What is this?
I really don't know.
I also don't know.
This is an unnamed genre.
This genre is called Moon Crimes now.
I agree.
This is the genre of Moon Crimes.
I don't know what's happening.
I also don't, but you know.
You know.
Must one know? Is it not enough to simply play things?
Oh. Hi, Miku.
Oh, hi, Miku. Tommy Wiseau voice. Oh, hi, Miku.
I did not. Oh, hi, Miku.
God, I'm gonna tweet that.
Please do.
Like, what is the cohesiveness in this?
I really don't know.
Gumbo Man, please explain your process to me.
Gumbo Man, you need to turn in a 1,500 word essay on why you did what you did.
Yeah, and then I'm also going to need the YouTube algorithm to explain why. Why it was like, yeah, this one.
We do this show.
Yeah, but I've been watching a lot of YouTube in the past couple weeks, so I've pretty much normaled it back out to shit that I actually want to watch. As opposed to, like, about 50-50 things I will enjoy and curse shit.
Mine is still a lot of cursed shit.
Of course it is. Like, I don't... Moon crimes? I don't know.
Moon crimes? Why?
I don't
what
know.
What crimes can be committed on the moon? Murder? Many?
Yeah. Treason?
What's that one mean of, like, if an astronaut on the moon hits another astronaut with a rock, would that be fucked up or what? Those are the crimes that are being committed on the moon.
You're just fucked up. It is the crime of fucked up. God.
Oh God, it is. All right, do I have something?
Oh, do you?
I do.
Oh, do you?
This is another book related meme.
Oh, we're on book memes this week.
Yeah, we are. This is every coming of age book you read in high school by man carrying thing.
Hey. You're my best friend. It's the 1950s.
Hello, son. Enjoying your innocence?
Yeah.
Well, World War I is happening.
Oh my God.
I was the 1950s.
Also, I'm a lawyer, and I solved racism. Okay. Also, I...
okay.
I died.
Dad? How could you do this to me?
Hey, not to be the bearer of bad news, but I just died. This says a lot about society.
Oh my God.
This says a lot about society.
Awful. Atrocious.
Oh, God.
That's like the fucking, Riverdale timeline.
Oh, my God.
Did I read that post on here?
I don't think so. We may have discussed it, but I...
Okay.
Riverdale confuses me.
I'm writing this down in the notes so that I find it for next time.
Okay,
the fucking
good.
Riverdale timeline post, because it's wild. So look out for that next week, children of the corn.
A teaser of next week.
Yeah.
Children of the corn.
I don't fucking know. I got weird shit left.
Weird shit time.
This is, okay, this was sent in a while ago, like you can tell because it's Halloween name time, by Spooky Scary Skeleton Queen Scalosha.
Hell yeah.
And I've just been fucking sitting on it because I didn't know what to do. Oh.
Hey, that
and
happens.
I closed the tab. Hold on.
Come back.
Reopen the tab. I am a boomer now. It's fine.
Oh my God.
You're
so old.
There were a lot of memes of this on TikTok for a hot second.
Oh God.
So you may have heard it there. This is Cocaine and Crack by McGruff the Crime Dog.
Speaking of crime.
Yeah, so here we go. Drug
McGruff
mention, obviously, if you want to skip.
Did the moon crime?
Probably.
Oh.
Oh, and Sammy's doing moon crimes over here.
Yay, hi Sammy. To get high. Oh. That's what you say. No. But it's really insane.
You could die. What are you thinking? You could die. I hate this. Cause nobody's needing that crack and cocaine. There's terrible trouble behind. Like, what age group is this aimed at? I feel like the age group this song feels appropriate for is an age group where people are not doing crack and cocaine. If you played this for a high schooler, I think they'd be like, hey, get the fuck out of my room.
Exactly. Like, 7-year-olds are not about to be doing cocaine.
You play this for a 7-year-old and they're like, what is cocaine, actually?
I've never heard of that.
And then you're like, oh, fuck. Now I gotta explain to the 7-year-old what cocaine is.
Damn.
This is from McGruff's Smart Kids album, which I am going to have to explore further now.
Oh, no. You're burning your brain!
Yeah.
Imagine recording this. Imagine being in the studio and recording this song.
I don't know. When you said that, I pictured somebody in the stupid, like, McGruff fursuit, which they definitely were not.
No, I think you're right. I think they wore the fursuit to
they
record
They definitely the song. Didn't, because the audio would sound terrible through the suit. Have them call.
1-800 cocaine.
I wonder if that number still works.
Oh my god, we gotta call it.
I guess we do. But I just, like, I cannot picture this being anybody but, like, the McGruff fursuit in a recording studio with, like, headphones on one ear and off the other.
I know, this could not be a human person.
But, like, it definitely is.
This is a large anthropomorphic dog singing.
This is probably why there are so many furries. They played this song as a child and they were like, I think I'm gonna do drugs and fuck other furries.
They got the opposite result of what they wanted.
Yeah.
And not only is your child doing drugs, your child is now a wolf. I'm so sorry to tell you this.
That's okay though, because furries are fine.
Are fine. Furries, if you require help with your cocaine addiction, please call 1-800-COCAINE.
And then tell us what happens.
Record the call so we can know.
That said, addiction isn't funny, and if you need help, we support you seeking it. Mwah.
We do. We do. Man.
But not for McGruff the Crime Dog. He's not going to help.
Yeah, don't. If you're seeking help, seek help from an actual professional and not a man in a dog suit. Unless your doctor is a furry.
Oh, God.
In which case, go right ahead.
We're lost in the weeds of this joke.
We really are.
Oh, my God.
This joke has a lot of weeds.
Do you have anything very short to finish that
I
with?
I do.
Okay.
I do, yes.
Provide it to me.
So this is, oh, my goodness. One of these videos that they're so hard to watch.
Oh, I love
Caitlin
her.
Riley is, oh my god, I love her too, but her videos are hard to watch because she does them so accurately, and I'm like, I know these people and I hate them.
Yeah.
So this is Wasp Mom Tries to Vote by Caitlin Riley.
Hi. God. I didn't want to cut in line, but I have somewhere to be. I'm here to vote. I'm here to do my civic duty, okay? Knock that off the list, right? Okay, so here's the problem. I did not re-register.
Oh my god.
Okay, but my information's all the same. I have lived in this country literally since I was born, so it shouldn't be a problem. But what I'm gonna do is I'm going to give you my Black American Express card, okay, to show you that I'm a responsible citizen.
God.
And I'm also going to give you my driver's license, but it's expired. But it's all the same. So that should be enough. I can't vote.
God.
Okay, well, you have just lost my business. Didn't work that way. Is there someone that I can speak to? Because this is just...
You have lost my business.
God.
Man.
No, that is too real. I hate it.
It's so real. And, like, being someone that has worked in many, like, you know, restaurants and customer service places, the amount of people, the amount of women that do this.
God, the last time I went to vote, there was like a really long line and I am disabled. And there were some chairs up front. And I was like, is there any way I can sit in the chair? And the volunteers working there were like, yes, but you have to ask the people who you were like in front of and behind if they'll be willing to like save your spot. Mm. And I asked them and they were like, yeah, of course. Like, we see you with your cane. Go sit down. That's fine. And then some random like middle-aged white woman was like, hi, can you explain to me why that person gets to sit down and the rest of us don't? Like, shouldn't there be seats for everyone? Oh, and the volunteer was like, I don't. You could sit down if you wanted, but you have to get check with the people in front of you and behind you to make sure they'll save your spot. And she was like, okay, but like, did this person do that? And I was like, yes. And she was like, can I speak to the people who were who you were behind and in front of? Because maybe they'd want to let me sneak in if they're just willing to hold the line anyone. And I was like, I want to die, actually.
God, the worst.
Like, this doesn't involve you at all. Let me sit down.
Yeah, you're just some random person that just is there and is annoying.
Correct. God. Okay. Fight. Anyways, this has been your weekly installment in your paid installment plan of Bad, a magazine you can't get rid of.
we're here forever.
If you want to send us things to play on this cursed podcast, you can send them to badcursedconceptspodcast at gmail.com. Damn. Fuck. Nailed it.
You know, the only email provider
at email.gov. Just kill
me. Government subsidied podcast that we run.
It is government subsidied. God. Continue the outro.
I'm sorry. Oh, email.com just really got me. anyways. You can find that email.com link in the pinned tweet of our Twitter, which is at Bad Cursed. Oh, we post things that are too visual for voice, and we post episode reminders. Come say hello to us on Twitter and follow us. It is a good time.
We are also part of a podcasting network, Common Unity Media, and we have a Patreon with a Discord and some cool shit if you want to join that.
Yes, you can find it at commonunity.media, and recently there's been some announcements for new things. So if you want to see that, go on to commonunity media and check it out, and head over to the Patreon to look at all of the bad bites that we have been putting up every other week. Little extra bits of badness to kind of sprinkle over your oatmeal in the morning.
It's true. And if you can't afford to support us financially right now, that's okay. We understand. The world is a hellscape and we love you. We're happy you're just listening to this podcast that we make.
This magazine podcast that somehow works.
Yeah, it's also on cassette tapes. Fuck off.
Yep. Yes, it is. We are a multimedia format.
We are. We're multimedia, but only in media that people don't really use anymore. We also are available on Laserdisc.
we're available on Laserdisc. We have phonograph records.
God.
Oh my God. Okay, the bless today is it's another We Don't Talk About Bruno. This time a medieval cover.
Excellent.
Bardcore. By Stan Tuff.
Okay.
And I have been Anna. Local rodent of unusual size.
Resident of unusual size.
Local resident evil.
And I have been Gabe, the squishmallow of your nightmares.
Oh, and we will talk at you next time.
Yeah, we will. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Email.gov.
This show is brought to you by Common Unity Media. Fun people, fun podcasts, fan-funded. Find more great shows at our website, commonunity.media. Thank you so much for listening.